Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days.
All right, welcome to it. It's 45 after. You know, if you weren't aware of this, here in the next few weeks, the United States will abdicate the throne and give up control of the internet to the world, I guess. And there's some concern now that the United Nations will take over the ICANN responsibilities of internet and website names and numbers and so forth. Something, by the way, that Barack Obama said would never happen. Apparently, it's going to happen. My good friend Michael Daugherty here, my expert from the IT department and everything else, is here. Daugherty, what's up?
Everything else. How are you?
No, I'm doing well, and you?
It's okay. I'm ready to roll into Labor Day.
Okay, good. Are you awake? I mean, I didn't mean to bother you.
I'm awake. I've been awake. I've been anxiously awaiting this another discussion of Barack Obama's intentional ignorance, willful blindness. Oh gosh, I didn't know that. Jeez.
Yeah, which it does get to the point of, like, you couldn't figure this out years ago, boys and girls. It's pretty obvious what he was up to, right? And it's pretty obvious that by putting the internet in the hands of the United Nations, doesn't that put us in the hands of people that can censor what you and I write and say? And you and I are so well censored, you know, we censor ourselves.
Well, it gives people a lot of information. It gives bad guys power. It's amazing how you spawn people like Obama in like this petri dish of academia and self-righteousness. And the bad part is they don't learn from mistakes. No matter what happens, they think they're right. It's incredible. And so he's still, this entire term he's shown, the last thing he does is learn from his mistakes. So now he's going to still ram his worldview down our throat, lie to our faces, and give the foundational infrastructure of the internet over to the United Nations. Amazing.
But, you know, you say it's a mistake. Maybe he doesn't consider it a mistake. Maybe this is exactly what he wants. Because you look at Obamacare. We've been talking about that a lot this morning. The enrollment is half. Less than half of what the CBO said it was going to be. Insurance companies are pulling out, you know, left and right, which is going to leave us with single payer, which is exactly what these people wanted, isn't it?
Well, it might collapse too early, too fast. And he thinks he'll be ruling the world forever, so we'll see. But, you know, I know exactly what you mean. I'm not saying he doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. And you have to watch what he does and not listen to what he says. But it still confuses people. I mean, and there's still a bunch of people that just won't. You know, I mean, we see exactly what happens, and they still think it's unintentional. What, suddenly he has had an IQ drop when he does all this? You know, he does this, oh, this is towards the end of the summer and near Labor Day weekend, and oh, gosh, and everyone's busy talking about Trump and Hillary. Yeah, I mean, this is exactly when they throw this stuff in. And this is the type of damage he's going to do just before he's out the door. I mean, this is just the list of carnage he's going to do. This guy, it's amazing.
So what do you think he, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Is he going to give Guantanamo back to the Cubans as a wedding gift? Is he going to, what's he going to do that you think could be the worst?
Oh, the worst? Boy. You know, I think the cumulative worst, the worst he could do is, I guess, pardon a bunch of terrible people, including Hillary. You know, but that's about it. I mean, this guy's a cumulative. He's disemboweling the American brand. Really, it's going to take a while to recover from this. And the sad part is, he's hurting everyone else around the world. This is the part what I mean. He doesn't learn from his mistakes. I mean, his worldview just isn't possible. It's not how people operate. It's not who really is. What's really going on? And regardless of the evidence, he refuses to see it. He still.
You mean, hold on, Daugherty. You mean if we just. Because I thought if we just hugged militant Islamists, it would all be okay. And we would, like, give them a puppy, and everybody would hug and kiss, and it'd be okay. I mean, isn't that.
And this is the stuff I'm glad that you're saying now after I was in Michigan visiting. Because if I'd heard this out of your mouth, I would have just gone to Wisconsin.
There's
no way. No. See, it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. I mean, you know, lions are lions and goats are goats, and lions can't be goats and goats can't be lions. It's just the way it is. I know it's hard to believe, but we've got basically the, you know, 8th century ramming in the 21st here, and it creates tension.
Well, let me ask you this. We got a couple of minutes left here, so I do want to focus on the serious side of this. Okay, so ICANN, the Internet, no longer under American control. What's the worst thing that can happen? I mean, and let's be sobering and honest about this. What can happen if the Internet, I mean, would my website disappear, censored by, you know, some nebulous force from the United Nations or the Chinese or somewhere else?
Well, honestly, I mean, anything could happen. That's not where the focus would be. The focus is going to be what's going to happen in where evidently the left doesn't care, which is, you know, countries that are already under dictatorships and zealots and despots. I mean, those are the people that, you know, when you have the infrastructure in control by people that split the baby every which way and give people like, you know, China and Iran a say in things like freedom, then those people that don't want free discourse get a piece of the pie, and they affect it. I mean, that's the thing. The Internet terrifies tyrants.
Because of course it does.
It's the ultimate free communication. And just remember what happened in Barack Obama's first term when everyone had those iPhone cameras in Tehran. Boy, we haven't seen that since, have we? Because he stood there and did nothing. And those are the type of behind-the-scenes death by a thousand cuts. It's not obvious stuff. It's freedom that's proactively taken away from people more than just your website going
nicked
down.
Here and nicked there and nicked here and surveillance cameras and regulations and restrictions and, of course, a whole host of things like you can't talk about global warming unless you agree with global warming, that sort of nonsense. Doherty, always a pleasure. I greatly appreciate you. And don't go to Wisconsin. Come see us in Michigan. I'm sensitive that way.
I'll be in Ann Arbor speaking October 20th.
October 20th, Michael Doherty in Ann Arbor, Michigan, the place where the greatest game ever created was perfected. That's college football. We'll be right back.